Thank you. Wow, I wish I'd prepared a talk about intercession this morning, but I But I felt something burning in me about unity and community. The title of it is The Beauty and Power of Unity and Community. And I think we've seen a demonstration of that this morning, how God works through us as a body. Cool, I can see Graham's face here in front of me. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to cover it up, Graham, with my note. Nothing wrong with your face. Sorry. So it's all about unity. Obviously, it's a reflection of part of God's nature in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's also something that He wants to bless within us as His people. And I think there's a real special anointing that comes in that place of unity. As Akin was saying earlier, there's a lot going on in the church and through prayer and unity together in that prayer. I did want to get a little bit of audience participation, but I'm going to do it through the chat if people would be happy to participate just by writing a word or two. So I just wanted you to think of a time when you were part of a team or a group or a might be a family unit when things went really, really well. And try and remember that experience. And just have a think for a minute. When it went really, really well in a group that you were part of or the family. And I just wondered if you could just put a couple of words in about how that made you feel being part of that group, that team, or that family. Hopefully, you can think of one. Trying to think of an example. I can think of an example that I can share is of a house group situation when people were moving house and we were all sort of helping out. It was actually once I was moving house and people were helping with the cleaning the new flat and it was such a special time of being together and looking out for each other. It was sort of real life, I guess. My word would be real life sharing. Anyone else had? Lovely. Winsome, joyful, accepted, useful, appreciative, and fulfilled. Really positive words. That's wonderful. Just wait for any more. Anyone else? Any feelings, memories of sort of good experiences of being part of a group when it worked really well? Brilliant. Tamsin, sense of belonging and feeling valued, a sense of purpose from Rosemary. That's great. And just one other thing, whether there's one element that made it work really well, what was it that made it so good?
My experience that comes straight to mind is sitting around a big table with all the family, enjoying a meal, and then all going in the room next door, and it was Christmas, and all sharing our presents with each other. And how did that make you feel? It just made you feel that this was the best place to be with the best people on earth. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Phil. Let's see if there's any more. Brilliant. Thank you for all those comments. Hopefully we can all have memories of that sense of unity and belonging. You know, there's a real warmth that comes with that, isn't there, and a sense of shared purpose. In the dictionary, it says that unity is to agree, combine, cooperate, a state of being one or a unit, a thing forming a complex whole, harmony, agreement in feelings or aims. In the words of Aristotle, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. They're particularly poignant words when it comes to teamwork. Forging a team relies on each team member bringing their own skills and training into the melting pot of abilities that is amalgamated into an unstoppable force of nature. I like that. And in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, let's find that one. Just using WhatsApp creatively here. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, two are better than one because they have good reward for their labour. When individuals work together, they can double their strength and get much more done as a team. They also reap the value of having worked in unison, thus creating harmony instead of disorder. Working as one people begins with the efforts of each person as they work with another person. So obviously there's benefits to being together and working together. You can maybe achieve more together. Obviously biblical unity, you've got the added element of the Holy Spirit. And in Colossians 3, verse 13, it says it is harmonious. Love is the thing that binds everything together in perfect harmony. So love is a key as well. And I was just thinking about the meeting last week as well. An example is when we all came together, obviously this week the same, we sort of come together as individuals. We've had all different experiences in the week. But as we worship together, and then different people have words of knowledge or prophetic words, and we sort of contributed together. I don't know, I remember just feeling, wow, this feels like a body. Suddenly you feel part of a, you know, something bigger than yourself. And I just think it's wonderful when everyone has something to bring with the Holy Spirit, and obviously a love for each other. And it's just a beautiful, I think it's a beautiful thing. We get more than we would as individuals doing the same thing. And obviously there's examples in life where unity brings quite a lot of power, like social media, sports teams and their supporters, political groups, even the WI, they impact the government even amazingly with different policies that they present to the government. So they're quite a powerful group, the Women's Institute. Obviously church groups, the NHS, just all examples of working together and what can be achieved together. And there's obviously examples in the Bible too. Obviously the best one is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the way that they are one. Although they're separate individuals, they are one together. Can anyone else in the chat again, any other examples from the Bible of unity? Working together. Sorry, I'm making you work hard here. It's obviously...
Can I speak rather than write? It's easier in a way.
Yeah.
I guess the disciples, after the resurrection of Jesus, 12 men, or may have been 11 at that time, who turned the world upside down. So they were working with one purpose and one sense of direction.
Yes, that's great. And actually, there were a band of interesting characters, weren't they? It was amazing what they achieved together. Winsome, Ruth and Naomi, that's brilliant. Paul and Barnabas. Yeah, they went out two by two, didn't they?
So I have two examples of unity, which kind of really lend support to what you've been talking about. In Genesis 11, Nimrod gathered the world then together to form a global empire, but that global empire was to be against God, and God had to come down and disrupt their unity. Because God said, nothing will be restrained from them that they have decided to do. So that is the power of unity. But on the day of Pentecost, God restored unity in a different way, because he sent the Holy Spirit to 120 people. But it's the same Holy Spirit that went into 120 people. And so even though there's a diversity of operations, there's just one Spirit, and there's such a powerful unity in it. And that 120 people has now become, you know, a couple of billions across the world, but with the same Holy Spirit, and the potential of it we're about to see. So
wow.
I find that very exciting.
Yes, yeah.
If you think about David and his mighty men, when they came back from fighting one of the fights, and all their children, their wives, their belongings, everything had been taken. And David went to God and said, what shall I do? And God said, go, you will recover all. And they all went all together and recovered every single thing. That's unity.
Wow. Wow. Brilliant. Thank you. Any more? There's probably lots and lots. I was thinking of when Moses, I can't think of all the context, was praying during a battle.
And yes.
He needed help to hold his hands up in prayer. So that was an amazing demonstration of unity, the body working together.
That's exactly the picture that I had. And then I also thought about Joshua going in with the spies as a group into scout out the promised land.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Definitely powerful, isn't it? I think that sense of having the same spirit, the same aim, the same heart.
And the example that Peter gave with David and his men going to recover everything that was stolen. Some of them stayed back to stay behind to look after their belongings, and some went to the battle. And when they were dividing the spoil, David said, no, everybody's going to get the same thing, because those who stayed behind to look after are the same as those who... So again, that's an example of a leader who has a vision for unity and understands that there are different roles, but everybody's working towards the same purpose.
I think that's a really powerful vision of unity, because unity doesn't mean looking all the same or doing exactly the same thing. It's the spirit, that the heart connection, that we're rooting for you, all of us, are rooting for each other, with each other, and recognizing the gifting that each other's have, different to, you know, to everyone else, but it's part of God. And so that unity is an expression of solidarity. standing in absolute oneness, appreciating and honoring the variety of roles and gifting.
Yes, and all are necessary. All are needed.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting, because I was then thinking of Passover, when every single person, Israelite, actually killed the lamb, did everything Moses said to the letter, so that the will of God could happen for them to be released. They had no frame of reference. They just had to trust, and that is just total unity, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah. Yes, we don't always have the big picture. We don't always know the outcome even, but we're going forward in the spirit together. Yeah, wow. I just had an example of the situation when I was on a course. It was a church sort of discipleship course, and we had to go to North Wales and climb Snowdon together. And we happened to have in the group a guy who had been homeless. I'd say he wasn't that fit. Although he used to walk a lot, but he was a great guy and he was a great evangelist. But there were a few in the group that really wanted to get to the top, you know, just go for it. And he was obviously coming up quite slowly. But the guy who was the leader and was very goal orientated, and he actually, I noticed that he ended up going right to the back and coming up with this guy. And it was such a powerful picture, you know, he sacrificed his need to go first and lead for this guy to that he could be part of it too. It was so powerful, because it goes against maybe what you want yourself, but it meant that everyone was included and everyone was part of the expedition.
Yeah,
it's quite powerful. I was going to bring out of that, unity can involve sacrifice, it can involve pain, but obviously it's worth it for the outcome of what is achieved together. There's so much in this subject. I'm just dipping in. The amazing thing as well is that God calls us to unity with him, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, obviously through Jesus, that we have that unity. And obviously Jesus suffered in order that we would have that unity. It also brings unity with each other through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. But through that unity, we have access to everything that Jesus had access to. We have access to all the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, we have unity with this amazing family, really, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also with each other within that. Such a blessing. The psalm I just wanted to look at, there's so many other references, but I just particularly was drawn to Psalm 133. I'm just going to ask Judy first to read in the NIV version. That's okay.
It's not the NIV.
It's okay.
It's the New King James Version.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
Thank you, Judy. And then Winsum is going to read it in the Passion translation. Thank you.
How truly wonderful and delightful to see brothers and sisters living together in sweet unity. It's as precious as the sacred scented oil flowing from the head of the high priest Aaron, dripping down his beard and running all the way down to the hem of his priestly robes. This heavenly harmony can be compared to the dew dripping down from the skies upon Mount Hermon, refreshing the mountain slopes of Israel. For from this realm of sweet harmony, God will release his eternal blessing, the promise of life forever.
Wow. Amazing. Again, there's so much could be drawn out of that, but it's just the blessing of unity, especially unity in the Lord, obviously. Words like unity, good and pleasant, sweet perfume, overflowing from the head down onto the collar. It's holy and sacred oil. It's a very special anointing. And obviously it attracts God's blessing. And just from a couple of commentaries, I'll just read a couple of short things. This is the Matthew Henry commentary. It says, "Behold how good. We cannot conceive or express the goodness and pleasantness of it. Behold, it is a rare thing and therefore admirable. Behold and wonder that there should be so much goodness and pleasantness amongst men, so much of heaven on this earth." And then another commentary. "It is a wonder seldom seen, therefore behold it. It may be seen, but it is a characteristic of real saints. Therefore, fail not to inspect it. It is well worthy of admiration. Pause and gaze upon it. It will charm you into imitation. Therefore, note it well. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." David draws our attention to something good and pleasant, unity among the people of God. It is good because it reflects God's heart and purpose of unity amongst his people. It is pleasant because it makes life together as God's people so much more enjoyable. How good and how pleasant. Not everything that is good is pleasant, and not everything that is pleasant is good. Unity amongst God's people is such a remarkable blessing because it is both good and pleasant. Precious and profitable, sweet and delectable, dainty and goodly. Communion of saints is next happiness upon earth to communion with God. And in another commentary, it just made the comment, "A united country is like sweet oil," which I thought was interesting as well. So I could go into a lot more depth, but I think I won't, because I just wanted to get the heart of the blessing of unity and just the beauty in God's eyes and also the effects. I think there's an attractiveness in it to other people. And I think it's something that's against the spirit of the world at the moment. Obviously, unity within a country is just like sweet oil. So it's something that we pray for unity, not only in the church, but in our country and in other countries. But the amazing thing is that we have God, we have the Holy Spirit to bring this unity between us, and we have access to everything of God because of this unity with him. I think that's it. I'll keep it short. Any other comments or thoughts?
Yeah, can you just pray a blessing over us, Suzanne, that we would continue to experience God's unity in the fellowship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just before you pray, can I just make a comment? I think the example of unity in Genesis 11 is the unity against God. Is an example of the kind of unity that God wants to disrupt and will often disrupt still if it is getting to a point where it is becoming too powerful, because it's actually bad for humanity. People have, not just at that time, but since then, would gather together and be united in ungodliness. But whenever it gets to a particular level of power, God would disrupt it. And it's just good for us to understand that there is a unity that's of the flesh that can be, that can organize people against God, and that is a very bad thing. So not all unity is good, is what I'm trying to say. Unity that is godly, that has God at the heart of it, is the one that we want. And for us, you know, the image of I am the vine, you are the branches, that's such an amazing image of unity with Jesus, and also he is the head, we are the body.
Okay, thank you, Lord. I just thank you for these images and thoughts about this unity we have in you, with you, and also with each other. And we have the Holy Spirit to help us with this unity. And Lord, we just pray for this blessing on this fellowship, on this group, that there will be a beautiful unity amongst us, Lord, and in all our diversity and gifting and vulnerabilities, Lord, that you will bring such a beautiful unity, and it will be like a sweet perfume, and it will be seen by other people, and that people will be drawn because of this beautiful unity, all from your heart, from you, the oil of this beautiful unity pouring down from heaven upon us. I just pray it'll be such a blessing within us and beyond the church, Lord. And protection on this unity, we just pray, Lord, a real divine protection on this unity between us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.